Yo, what's up, guys? I want to share with you a very sneaky little tactic that I discovered a couple of months ago for decreasing your social media usage on your phone. We all know social media is like the great blight of attention. It is the focus killer. what is that line from Dune? Fear is the mind killer. Social media is the focus killer. And so we need ways of decreasing our social media usage on our phones if we want to be maximally productive and focus on the things in life that are going to move us towards our big, lofty, ambitious goals. I've talked about in a video that recently came out on YouTube, you can go check it out, that our phone is the enemy. I talked about 5 ways that you can dumb down your smartphone.
What's going on, everybody? I just wanted to let you know real quick that the Hyperfocus Masterclass is officially live. We put a ton of time and energy into this project, and based on all the positive feedback so far that we've received from students, it's pretty awesome. Seriously, we're really psyched on how it all turned out. If you're interested in learning all the habits, rituals, routines, systems, processes, frameworks, and more that, you know, help me turn my ADHD into a superpower to get out of massive debt and build a $70 million real estate portfolio over the past 10 years, then you're definitely going to want to head over to beyondtheapex.com/hyperfocus and check it out. All right, let's get to the show.
And one of the big ways is to actually just have 2 phones, right? You have your smartphone, you have your dumb phone. You have one phone that you use for your texting, your phone calls, and like your primary phone, and it has no social media apps on it. And then you have your social media phone where you keep your social media apps. Then, you know, you keep these things separate. That's one technique. But here's another technique that I recently discovered that's been actually very effective, which is on your primary phone, delete all the social media apps. But if you want to use social media, you go to your internet browser and you open the browser version of that app on your phone. For instance, when I use Twitter on my primary phone, because sometimes I do that, I go to my Google Chrome and then I open up twitter.com. And for whatever reason, the user experience using these platforms on your phone's internet browser is way worse, way less addictive than using the app. It's the same for Facebook. It's the same for Instagram. If you want to decrease your social media usage, simply delete the apps and only use the web-based version of the platform. It will decrease the amount of time you spend on social media by a significant amount, I guarantee it, because it's just going to make the experience of being on those platforms less fun, less addictive, and that is ultimately the goal. This is a great way if you use these social media platforms as an entrepreneur, as a means for growing your business, as a lead gen, which is exactly what I do, right? That's why I'm on Twitter. That's why I'm on LinkedIn, is to use these web-based platforms. That allows me to go in there very targeted, do the work that I need to do, and not get sucked into the vortex of distraction. So give that a shot. Let me know how it goes. We'll catch you guys in the next episode. But until then, stay hyper-focused, my friends.